Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Everybody was gathered around the TV last night, whether you're watching Monday Night Football or you saw it pop up on social media. At some point, everybody heard about DeMar Hamlin, and questions still remain. So, of course, we turn to the experts. He is in critical condition. It was cardiac arrest. And with us is Dr. Brian Smith from University of Chicago Medicine and the American Heart Association. So were you watching, doctor, or did you go back and watch the video of it?
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me. You know, I didn't see it live, but I did see, of course, on social media and the news, it exploded last night. So you really couldn't turn away. You know, I saw that play replayed so many times last night.
Is this rare? I heard another doctor earlier today call it blunt force trauma. Would that be like what Princess Diana experienced, where it's such a hit that it immediately stops your heart?
So that situation was a little bit different. You know, so this specific situation is a phenomenon called commotio cordis. And essentially what happens is if you have blunt force trauma, so trauma that typically happens during sports or motor vehicle accident, that hits your chest at the exact moment in time when your heart is basically getting charged up to pump again, there's an exact moment in time that if your heart gets hit at that period of time, the heart can stop and go into ventricular fibrillation.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very rare, I'll be honest.
That 1 second, it's a 1 second deal, getting hit at the exact moment.
A 10 to 30 millisecond potential space where if you get hit during that period of time, this can happen.
So when you went back and watched that video, was that your guess when you saw him collapse like that?
Yes, because, you know, these are professional athletes who have no underlying conditions. So typically, if a very healthy person has an event like this, you know, that there are a couple of other causes of sudden cardiac death in athletes, but a lot of them we do screen for. This is not something we can screen for. This is something that happens in completely healthy individuals. So even though it is rare, when I saw that video, that's one of the first things that I thought of.
Dr. Brian Smith is with the American Heart Association and University of Chicago Medicine. We're talking about what happened to DeMar Hamlin last night. He collapsed due to cardiac arrest on the field during Monday Night Football. I understood at last he was intubated and he was in critical condition. What is the outcome in this situation?
So that's where the questions still kind of remain. So with all episodes of sudden cardiac death, the most important thing is that your heart goes into ventricular fibrillation. You need people to start CPR right away. Luckily, he was on a field where there's a great, great sports medicine team who got out there and started CPR right away. When you have ventricular fibrillation, if you can get CPR started right away and you can get a defibrillator on the heart to shock it back into regular rhythm, the chances of recovery are pretty high. In his case, you know, what I heard and what I sort of saw is they were doing compressions and shocks for a period of about 30 minutes. And so what you have to think about is that's a long period of time for your brain to be without oxygen. Your heart's pumping blood to your brain, and as you're getting compressions and shocks, you're not getting adequate blood supply to your brain. So at the end of the day, I think the heart is likely doing okay. There probably is some residual damage, but the question remains about his neurologic status, I think. And so only time will tell to see how much recovery we have from that standpoint.
It's just heartbreaking. I know, as this being your field of medicine and you watching it and knowing immediately what happened, it had to be heartbreaking for you as well. We all sat and watched the TV and waited for some good news, and nothing has come out in the form of good news.
It was incredibly heartbreaking to witness that. And, you know, this is extremely rare that there are about 20 to 30 cases a year. Usually you see it in, you know, little kids playing Little League baseball. But to see it on national television, you know, in front of the world, I think it was just so shocking to so many people. We're all just rooting for him. And I think at this period of time, really only time will tell. We'll sort of see the next few days how much recovery he'll have. And right now, I think we just have to just give him some time and just pray for the best.
And this is different because, you know, I see Jeremy Renner who was injured in an accident, the actor, over the weekend. They said he had blunt force trauma to his chest, along with many other injuries. And they had said that that did lead to Princess Diana's death. So show me the differentiation again between that type and what he experienced. We were talking about Damar Hamlin.
Sure. So, I mean, blunt force trauma is just sort of a general term, just means any kind of trauma to your chest. What happens in a lot of cases is it's not necessarily an electrical problem that happens. So in this case, it was trauma causing an electrical problem where the heart stops. In many other cases, what happens is that trauma causes contusions to the heart. So you can get, blood filling up in the sac around the heart. You can get hematomas that kind of compress the heart. So in a lot of cases of blunt force trauma, that's what happens. I assume, in Jeremy Renner's case, I'm not 100% positive, but I think the effects are likely that, where he had trauma to his chest, and he had contusions to his heart and lungs and his ribs. And Princess Diana was likely the effect of that as well that caused her unfortunate demise. This is just a little bit different in that it was the actual blunt force trauma that caused an electrical issue with the heart that made it stop.
That is so rare. It is just
incredibly rare. Incredibly rare. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, thank you for explaining it. I truly appreciate it. And we appreciate what you do to save people every day.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And have a great evening.
Dr. Brian Smith with the American Heart Association and UChicago Medicine. Newsroom temperature check coming up next. It is back for the new year. That's always fun. Everybody's got a story to share, a different take on something you might not have heard about today. But first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.